We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon. It is so good to be back with you. I had such a great time. It was a very special time with my son, daughter-in-law, and new granddaughter. But it is good to be back with you. I do miss spending the afternoons with you, so it's great to be back. We have a lot to talk about this afternoon. Sad news. Dave Bartholomew passed away in New Orleans at the age of 100, and this is a guy who is being called a rock and roll pioneer. Some say he invented rock and roll. I always remember hearing that the first real rock and roll hit was Rock Around the Clock, Bill Haley and the Comets. And then Little Richard said over the years that he invented rock and roll. Some say it was Chuck Berry, but apparently it was Dave Bartholomew who discovered Fats Domino. We're going to talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour this afternoon. I spent a lot of time riding around in a Tesla, self-driving car, in Portland last week. Would you consider owning a car that had self-driving capabilities? I got to tell you that before I rode in this car, I never thought that I would like the idea of a self-driving car. I thought that I would feel totally out of control, and I wouldn't trust it. But on the interstate, on the road, driving at highway speeds, and then also in stop-and-go traffic, it was really an amazing experience. So we'll talk about that. And I posted that on Facebook. I posted some video of driving in this Tesla. On my Facebook page, SOTA, Scoot on the Air. And I got a lot of comments from people about how I would never do that. No way I want to drive my car. Look, I have a car that's fun to drive. So I love to get behind the wheel. I love to grab the steering wheel. And I love to drive my car. But, you know, there are times when a self-driving car is nice. And, you know, the car does not know how to tailgate. Like, if you're in stop-and-go traffic, it knows how to stop enough distance away from the car in front of you. So in a way, it's kind of amazing. But this is just, I guess, part of our future. So we'll talk about that in the 2 o'clock hour. Also, after the Red Hen restaurant, remember that restaurant in Lexington, Virginia? The Red Hen restaurant, it happened a year ago. The Red Hen asked Trump press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, to leave the restaurant. I didn't mean to say Huckabee Sanders. I meant to say Huckabee Sanders. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. They asked her to leave the restaurant. Come on, you know, my mouth has not been working like this for a week. So, you know, I got to get in shape here. Anyway, she was asked to leave the restaurant because of what she did. And business remained steady. So records are showing that the business did not drop off because they kicked Sarah Huckabee Sanders out. Should political affiliation be a legitimate reason to refuse to serve a customer? We'll get into that this afternoon as well. First up on the show, I was honored to have been invited to the private ceremony at the Orpheum Theater, downtown New Orleans, Saturday afternoon, for the iconic music legend, Dr. John. It was an honor to be among the special guests invited there. People paying tribute to Mac. And that's how many knew him, and they referred to him as Mac. He was their friend, their mentor, their teacher, their ambassador to New Orleans. The ceremony was private and a highly scrutinized guest list. So out of respect for that, I choose not to specifically mention the people who talked about and eulogized Dr. John. But what I will do is share some of the things, just the collective feeling that I got from hearing the speakers talking about Dr. John. And there were many expected comments, obviously, about Dr. John from musicians who worked with him. They talked about Dr. John's unique style of music, the strong influence that he had and continues to have, and their musical careers and how he impacted them. A prominent theme was that Dr. John was a great teacher, and he enjoyed teaching. Comforting was the mention that his music will live on through the many who learned from Dr. John. And the crowd outside, when they brought the casket carrying the body of Dr. John, Mac Ravenick, when they brought that outside to a horse-drawn carriage, white horse, black horse. Really interesting. A massive crowd was out there. I did a video from the crowd as well. So massive second-line funeral procession for Dr. John. But to hear the tributes that afternoon at the private ceremony, to hear the many tweets that had come in from around the world, just reminded you that Dr. John was one of those specially talented musicians whose respect and influence and popularity defied the reality that Right Place, Wrong Time was a hit. That was one of Dr. John's, in fact, that was Dr. John's only top 10 hit on the Billboard charts. Right Place, Wrong Time peaked at number 9 in 1972. That same year, Such a Night peaked at 42. And the doctor had two other songs that reached the lower half of the top 100 Billboard charts. So Dr. John was not a hit maker, but he was so well respected among musicians and among many people here in New Orleans. And I think part of the reason is that he was just so uniquely talented. Respect for Dr. John's specific style of New Orleans funk and rock and jazz defies the fact that he was not a mainstream artist with countless top hits. But the hits that he did have, the music that he invented, was so special that the world of music took note. It was revealed by one of the speakers at the memorial service that Sir Elton John tweeted, "He worshipped Mac." Stories came from those who met Dr. John, spent time with him when Dr. John lived in New York and London. But the most touching stories came from a few speakers who talked about how Mac became a true friend. Not necessarily a musical friend. They weren't in music, but he just became a true friend. It seems Mac had a tendency to fully bond with some people, even beyond his musical environment. Dr. John befriended one young musician who got emotional when he spoke about Dr. John, showing interest in him, and he became a friend at that point, and even went to this person's son's karate class when he got his black belt. And people were wondering, well, man, how do you know Dr. John? Everyone who attended wanted to know who this father was that Dr. John knew so well. But he was just there to help celebrate the guy's son getting a black belt. Nearly every speaker relayed a story about the language Dr. John spoke, his own language. Dr. John's grammar may not fit the pattern of mainstream America, but the creative use of words, along with made-up words, really gave Dr. John his own language. When leaving a place, Dr. John might say, it's time to ejaculate this area. And he used words like roots to refer to children. Yeah, I see your little roots growing up there. He once was asked if he spoke Spanish, to which Dr. John said, I don't even speak English. As the speakers continued, many singing their favorite Dr. John song, in addition to speaking, more was revealed about Dr. John, the man and the musician. It was pointed out that Dr. John had a dedication to disobedience, and he personified the spirits of New Orleans. One speaker talked about Dr. John saying, life has an uphill and a downhill, and the downhill is more fun. Dr. John's infatuation with voodoo and death made him uniquely qualified to represent the mystique that is New Orleans, a city known for special cemeteries and an interesting way of honoring and celebrating the life of someone past. The personal side of Mac Ravenick, Dr. John, is equally down to earth and is as interesting as his musical side. Mac was a creative genius who followed the songs that he heard in his head and brought this to life for the masses. Dr. John had this fascination with death, and it was mentioned during the ceremony Saturday that he always had one foot on this side of life and the other foot in the hereafter. And many of the speakers talked about Dr. John's spirit still being present today. One speaker said, "He ain't dead. He's just gone from the meat and bones." So if in life Dr. John was believed to have had one foot on the other side, then I think it's safe to assume right now that he still has one foot on this side. Rest in peace, Dr. John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.